And to Meshach the sixth portion was assigned, everything on the other side of the third tongue until it approaches the east of Gadir. And to Tidas the seventh portion was assigned, four great islands in the midst of the sea which approaches the portion of Ham. And the islands of Kamaturi were assigned by lot to the sons of Arpaksad as an inheritance for him. And thus the sons of Noah divided for their children before Noah their father, and he made them all swear an oath to curse each and every one who desired to seize a portion which did not come in his lot. And they all said, so be it, and so let it be to them and to their sons forever in their generations until the day of judgment, in which the Lord God will judge them with a sword and with fire on account of all the evil of the pollution of their errors which have filled the earth with sin and pollution and fornication and transgression. In the third week of that jubilee, the polluted demons began to lead astray the children of Noah's son, and to lead them to folly, and to destroy them. And the sons of Noah came to Noah, their father, and they told him about the demons who were leading astray, and blinding and killing his grandchildren. And he prayed before the Lord his God, and he said, God of the spirits which are in all flesh, who has acted mercifully with me, and saved me and my sons from the water of the flood, and did not let me perish as you did the children of perdition. Because great was your grace upon me, and great was your mercy upon my soul. Let your grace be lifted up upon my sons, and do not let the evil spirits rule over them, lest they destroy them from the earth. But bless me and my sons, and let us grow and increase and fill the earth. And you know that which your watchers, the fathers of these spirits, did in my days, and also these spirits who are alive. Shut them up, and take them to the place of judgment, and do not let them cause corruption among the sons of your servant. O my God, because they are cruel, and were created to destroy, and let them not rule over the spirits of the living, because you alone know their judgment, and do not let them have power over the children of the righteous henceforth and forever. And the Lord our God spoke to us, so that we might bind all of them. And the chief of their spirits, Mastema, came, and he said, O Lord, Creator, leave some of them before me, and let them obey my voice, and let them do everything which I tell them. Because if some of them are not left for me, I will not be able to exercise the authority of my will among the children of men, because they are intended to corrupt and lead astray before my judgment, because the evil of the sons of men is great. And he said, let a tenth of them remain before him, but let nine parts go down into the place of judgment. And he told one of us to teach Noah all of their healing, because he knew that they would not walk uprightly and would not strive righteously. And we acted in accord with all his words. All of the evil ones who were cruel we bound in the place of judgment, but a tenth of them we let remain, so that they might be subject to Satan upon the earth. And the healing of all their illnesses, together with their seductions, we told to Noah, so that he might heal by means of herbs of the earth. And Noah wrote everything in a book, just as we taught him, according to every kind of healing. And the evil spirits were restrained from following the sons of Noah. And he gave everything which he wrote to Shem, his oldest son, because he loved him much more than all of his sons. And Noah slept with his fathers, and was buried on Mount Lubar in the land of Ararat. 950 years he completed in his life, 19 jubilees and 2 weeks and 5 years. On account of his righteousness in which he was perfected, his life on earth was more excellent than any of the sons of men except Enoch. For the work of Enoch had been created as a witness to the generations of the world, so that he might report every deed of each generation in the day of judgment. And in the 33rd jubilee, in the first year of this second month, Peleg took a wife whose name was Lamna, daughter of Sinaar, and she bore a son for him in the 4th year of that week. And he called him Reu, because he said, behold, the sons of man have become evil with perverse counsel, so that they are building a city and a tower for themselves in the land of Shinar. But they departed from the land of Ararat toward the east into Shinar, because in his days they built a city and a tower, saying, come, let us go up into heaven. And they began building. In the 4th week they baked bricks of fire, and bricks were for them like stones. And the mud with which they plastered was bitumen, which came out of the sea, and the springs of water in the land of Shinar. And they built it. 43 years they were building it. Its width was 203 bricks, and the height of each brick was 1/3 of its length. 5,433 cubits, and 2 palms its height rose up, and 13 stades was its wall. And the Lord our God said to us, Behold, the people are one, and they have begun working. Now nothing will escape them. Behold, let us go down and mix up their tongues, so that each one will not hear another's word, so that they will be scattered into cities and nations. Therefore, one counsel will not reside with him until the day of judgment. And the Lord went down, and we went down with him, and we saw the city and the tower with which the sons of men had built. And he mixed up their tongues, and therefore one did not hear another's word. And so they ceased to build the city and the tower. Therefore all the land of Shinar is called Babel, because there the Lord mixed up all the languages of the sons of men. And from there they were scattered into their cities, according to each of their languages and nations. And the Lord sent a great wind upon the tower, and overthrew it on the earth. And behold, it is between Ashur and Babylon. And in the land of Shinar he called it the overthrow. And in the fourth week, in the first year, in the beginning of it, in the 34th jubilee, they were scattered from the land of Shinar. And Ham and his sons went into the land which was his possession, and which he built in his portion in the land of the south. But Canaan saw that the land of Lebanon, as far as the river Egypt, was very good, and he did not go into the land of his inheritance towards the west, that is, the sea. But he dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward and westward, from the bank of the Jordan and from the shore of the sea. And Ham his father, and Cush and Mesraim his brother, said to him, You have dwelt in a land which is not yours, nor did it come forth for us by lot. Do not do this, because if you do this, you and your children will fall in the land and be cursed with sedition, because by sedition you have dwelt, and by sedition your children will fall, and you will be uprooted forever. Do not dwell in the dwelling of Shem, because it came to Shem and his sons by lot. You are cursed, and you will be cursed more than all the sons of Noah by the curse which we swore with an oath before the holy judge and before Noah our father. But he would not listen to them, and he dwelt in the land of Lebanon from Hamath to the entrance of Egypt, he and his sons, until this day, and therefore that land is called Canaan. And Japheth and his sons went toward the sea, and they dwelt in the land of their portion. But Madai saw the land of the sea, and it did not please him, and he begged it from Elam and Ashur and Arphaxad, from the brother of his wife, and he dwelt in the land of Media near his wife's brother until this day. And he called his dwelling place the dwelling place of his sons, Media, after his father, Madai. And in the 35th jubilee, in the third week, in the first year thereof, Reu took a wife, and her name was Orah, daughter of Ur, son of Kesed. And she bore a son for him, and she called him Seroh, in the seventh year of that week, in that jubilee. And the sons of Noah began fighting in order to take captive and to kill each other, to pour the blood of man upon the earth, to eat blood, and to build fortified cities with walls and towers, so that one man will be raised up over the people, to set up the first kingdoms to go to war, people against people, and nation against nation, and city against city. And everyone will act and do evil to acquire weapons of battle, and to teach their sons war. And they began to take captive a city, and to sell male and female slaves. And Ur, the son of Kesed, built the city of Ur in the Chaldees, and he named it after his name and his father's name. And they made for themselves molten images, and everyone worshipped the icon which they made for themselves as a molten image. And they began making graven images like polluted likenesses. And cruel spirits assisted them and led them astray so that they might commit sin and pollution. And the prince, Mastema, acted forcibly to do all of this. And he sent other spirits to those who were set under his hand to practice all error and sin and all transgression to destroy, to cause to perish and to pour out blood upon the earth. Therefore the name of Serog, because everyone had turned back to commit all sin and transgression. And he grew up and dwelt in Ur of the Chaldees, near the father of his wife's mother. And he used to worship idols, and he took a wife in the 36th jubilee, in the fifth week, in the first year thereof. And her name was Melcah, daughter of Caber, daughter of his father's brother. And she bore him Nahor in the first year of that week. And he grew up and dwelt in Ur among the Chaldeans. And his father taught him the researches of the Chaldeans in order to practice divination and astrology according to the signs of heaven. And in the 37th Jubilee, in the sixth week, in the first year thereof, he took a wife, and her name was Iyaska, daughter of Nestag of the Chaldees. And she bore for him Tidah in the seventh year of that week. And Prince Mastema sent crows and birds so that they might eat the seed which was being sown in the earth, in order to spoil the earth, so that they might rob mankind of their labors. Before they plowed in the seed, the crows picked it off the surface of the earth, and therefore he called him Tidah, because the crows and birds were impoverishing them, and they ate their seed, and the years began being barren because of the birds. And they ate all of the fruits of the trees from the groves. If ever they were able to save a little from all of the fruit in the earth in their days, it was with great effort. And in this 39th Jubilee, in the second week, in the first year, Tidah took a wife, and her name was Ednah, daughter of Abram, daughter of his first sister. And in the seventh year of that week, she bore a son for him, and he called him Abram, after the name of his mother's father, because he died before his daughter conceived a son. And the lad began understanding the straying of the land, that everyone went astray after graven images and after pollution. And his father taught him writing, and he was 2 weeks of years old, and he separated from his father so that he might not worship the idols with him. And he began to pray to the Creator of all so that he might save him from the straying of the sons of men, and so that his portion might not fall into straying after the pollution and scorn. And the seed time arrived for sowing in the land, and they all went out together so that they might guard their seed from before the crows. And Abram went out with those who went out, and the lad was 14 years old. And a cloud of crows came so that they might eat the seed. And Abram used to run up to them before they settled upon the earth, and he would call out to them before they settled upon the earth to eat seed. And he said, "Don't come down, return to the place whence you came." And they turned back, and he caused the cloud of crows to turn back 70 times in that day. And none of the crows settled on any of the fields where Abram was, not one. And all who were with him in all the fields saw him as he was calling out, and all of the crows turned away. And his reputation was great in the land of Chaldea. And all who would sow came to him during that year, and he used to go up with them until the seed time passed. And they sowed their land and harvested in that year enough food, and they ate and were satisfied. And in the first year of the fifth week, Abram taught those who were making the implements for oxen and the skilled carpenters. And they made implements above the ground facing the handle of the plow, so that they might place seed upon it. And the seed would go down from within it onto the point of the plow, and it would be hidden in the earth, and therefore they were not afraid of the crows. And they did likewise upon all of the plow handles above the ground. And they sowed and tilled all of the earth, just as Abram commanded them, and therefore they were not afraid of the birds. And it came to pass in the sixth week, in its seventh year, that Abram spoke to Terah his father, saying, "O father," and he said, "Behold, here I am, my son," and he said, "What help or advantage do we have from these idols before which you worship and bow down? Because there is not any spirit in them, for they are mute, and they are misleading of the heart. Do not worship them. Worship the God of heaven, who sends down rain and dew upon the earth, and who makes everything upon the earth, and created everything by his word, and all life is in his presence. Why do you worship those who have no spirit in them? Because they are works of the hands, and you are carrying them upon your shoulders, and there is no help for you in them, except great shame for those who made them, and the misleading of the heart for those who worship them. Do not worship them." And his father said to him, "I also know that, my son, but what shall I do to the people who have made me minister before them? And if I speak to them in righteousness, they will kill me, because their souls cleave to them, so that they might worship them and praise them. Be silent, my son, lest they kill you." And he told this matter to two of his brothers, and they were angry with him, and he kept quiet. And in the 40th Jubilee, in the sixth week, in its seventh year, Abram took a wife, and her name was Sarai, daughter of his father, and she became a wife for him. And Haran, his brother, took a wife in the third year of the third week, and she bore a son for him in the seventh year of that week. And he called him Lot, and Nahor, his brother, took a wife. In the 60th year of the life of Abram, in the fourth week, in its fourth year, Abram rose in the night and burned the house of the idols, and he burned everything in the house, and there was no man who knew. And they rose up in the night, and they wanted to save their gods from the midst of the fire. And Haran rushed in to save them, and the fire flared up over him, and he was burned in the fire, and died in Ur of the Chaldees before Terah his father, and they buried him in Ur of the Chaldees. And Terah went out of Ur of the Chaldees, and he said to his sons, so that they might come into the land of Lebanon, into the land of Canaan. And he dwelt in Haran, and Abram dwelt with Terah his father, in Haran 2 weeks of years. And in the sixth week, in its fifth year, Abram set up during the night on the first of the seventh month, so that he might observe the stars from evening until daybreak, so that he might see what the nature of the year would be with respect to rain. And he was sitting alone and making observations. And a word came into his heart, saying, all of the signs of the stars and the signs of the sun and the moon are all in the hand of the Lord. Why am I seeking? If he desires, he will make it rain morning and evening. And if he desires, he will not send it down. And everything is in his hand. And he prayed on that night, saying, my God, the Most High, you are alone our God to me, and you created everything. And everything which was the work of your hands, and you and your kingdom I have chosen. Save me from the hands of evil spirits, which rule over the thought of the heart of man. And do not let them lead me astray from following you, O my God, but establish me and my seed forever. And let us not go astray henceforth and forever. And he said, shall I return unto Ur of the Chaldees, who seek my face, so that I should return to them? Or should I dwell here in this place? Make the straight path prosper before you in the hand of your servant, that he might serve. And do not let me walk in the error of my heart, O my God. And he finished talking and praying, and behold, the word of the Lord was sent to him by my hand, saying, come forth from your land, and from your kin, and from your father's house, into the land which I shall show you, and I shall establish you as a great and numerous people. And I shall bless you, and I shall make your name great, and you will be blessed in the land. And all of the nations of the earth will bless themselves by you. And whoever blesses you, I shall bless. And whoever curses you, I shall curse. And I shall be God for you and your son, and for the son of your son, and for all of your seed. Do not fear henceforth, and for all the generations of the earth. I am your God. And the Lord God said to me, open his mouth and his ears, so that he might hear and speak with his mouth in the language which is revealed, because it ceased from the mouth and all of the sons of men from the day of the fall. And I opened his mouth and his ears and his lips, and I began to speak with him in Hebrew, and the tongue of creation. And he took his father's books, and they are written in Hebrew, and he copied them, and he began studying them thereafter. And I caused him to know everything which he was unable to understand, and he studied them in the 6 months of rain. And it came to pass in the seventh year of the sixth week that he spoke with his father and let him know that he was going from Haran to walk in the land of Canaan, so that he might see it and return to him. And Terah his father said to him, go in peace. May God eternal make straight your path, and the Lord be with you and protect you from all evil, and grant favor upon you and mercy and grace before those who see you. May none of the sons of men rule over you to do evil to you. Go in peace. And when you have seen a land pleasant to your eyes to dwell in, come and take me to you, and take Lot, the son of Haran, your brother, with you, as a son for your Sai, his wife, and Lot, his brother Haran's son, into the land of Canaan. And he came to Ashur, and he walked in Shechem, and he dwelt by a tall oak, and he saw, and behold, the land was very pleasant from the entrance of Hamath to the tall oak. And the Lord said to him, to you and to your seed I will give this land. And he built there an altar, and he offered up upon it a burnt offering to the Lord, who appeared to him. And he removed from there into the mountain, with Bethel toward the west, and Ai toward the east. And he pitched his tent there, and he saw, and behold, the land was wide and very good, and everything was growing upon it, vines and figs and pomegranate trees, oaks and ilexes and terebinths and olive trees and cedars and cypresses and date trees, and every tree of the field, and water was upon the mountains. And he blessed the Lord, who brought him out of Ur of the Chaldees, and brought him into this land. And it came to pass in the first year, in the seventh week, on the first of the month, that he built an altar on that mountain, and he called on the name of the Lord. You are my God, the eternal God. And he offered up a burnt offering to the Lord upon the altar, so that he might be with him, and not forsake him all the days of his life. And he arose from there, and he went toward the south, and he reached Hebron. And Hebron was built then, and he dwelt there 2 years. And he went to the land of the south as far as Bealoth. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went into Egypt in the 3rd year of that week. And he stayed in Egypt 5 years before his wife was taken from him. And Tanis of Egypt was built then, 7 years after Hebron. And it came to pass when Pharaoh took Sarai, the wife of Abram, that the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues on account of Sarai, the wife of Abram. And Abram was honored with many possessions, sheep and oxen, and asses and horses, and camels, and male and female servants, and silver and much gold. And Lot, his brother's son, also had possessions. And Pharaoh returned Sarai, the wife of Abram, and he sent him out from the land of Egypt. And he went into the place where he had pitched his tent first, to the place of the altar, i.e. was east, and Bethel west. And he blessed the Lord his God, who brought him back in peace. And it came to pass that in the 41st Jubilee, in the 3rd year of that first week, that he returned to this place. And he offered upon it a burnt offering, and he called upon the name of the Lord, and he said, You, O God, Most High, are my God, forever and ever. And in the 4th year of that week, Lot separated from him. And Lot dwelt in Sodom, and the men of Sodom were great sinners. And his heart was sad because his brother's son had separated from him, because he had no sons. It was in that year, when Lot was taken captive, that the Lord spoke to Abram after Lot had separated from him. In the 4th year of that week, lift up your eyes from the place where you are dwelling toward the north and south and west and east, because all of the land which you see I will give to you and your seed forever, and I will make your seed like the sands of the sea. Even if a man were able to number the sands of the earth, he would not be able to number your seed. Arise and walk in the land in its length and its breadth and the sea it all, because I will give it to your seed. And Abram went to Hebron and dwelt there. And in that year, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Salaser, and Tergal, king of the nations, came and killed the king of Gomorrah. But the king of Sodom fled, and many fell with wounds in the valley of Siddim by the Sea of Salt. And they took captive Sodom, and Adam, and Zeboim. And they took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, captive, and all his possessions. And he went to Dan, and one who escaped came and told Abram that his brother's son had been taken captive. And he armed the servants of his house. Upon Abram and his seed, a tenth of the first fruits to the Lord. And the Lord ordained it as an ordinance forever that they should give it to the priests, to those who minister before him, so that they might possess it forever. And there is no limit of the days for this law, because he ordained it for eternal generations, so that they might give one tenth of everything to the Lord, grain and wine and oil and oxen and sheep. And he gave it to these priests to eat and drink with rejoicing before him. And the king of Sodom approached him and bowed down before him, and he said, Our Lord, Abram, give us the people whom you saved, but let the booty belong to you. And Abraham said to him, I lift up my hand to the God Most High, that I will not take anything of yours, even a thread or shoelace, lest you say that I have made Abram rich. But only what the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, and Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. And after these things, in the 4th year of this week, on the 1st of the 3rd month, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a dream, saying, Don't fear, Abram, I am your defender, and your reward will be very great. And he said, O Lord, what will you give me? I am going on without children, and the son of Masek, the son of my handmaid, is Eliezer of Damascus. He will be my heir, but you have not given seed to me. And he said to him, This one will not be your heir, but one whom will come from your loins will be your heir. And he took him outside, and he said to him, Look into heaven, and count the stars, if you were able to count them. And he looked at the heaven, and saw the stars, and he said to him, Thus shall your seed be. And he believed the Lord, and it was counted for him as righteousness. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you up from Ur of the Chaldees, so that I might give you the land of the Canaanites to possess forever, so that I might be God for you, and for the seed after you. And he said, O Lord, how shall I know that I shall inherit? And he said, Take for me a young animal of 3 years, and a goat of 3 years, and a sheep of 3 years, and a turtle dove, and a pigeon. And he took all of these in the middle of the month, and he was dwelling by the oak of Mamre, which is near Hebron. And he built an altar there, and he slaughtered all of these, and he poured out their blood upon the altar. And he divided them in the middle, and placed them facing one another. But the birds he did not cut up. And the bird came down from upon the pieces, and Abram kept turning them away, and he did not let the birds touch them. And it came to pass that when the sun set, that a terror fell upon Abram, and behold, a great dark horror fell upon him. And it was said to Abram, surely know that your seed will be strangers in an alien land, and they will serve them, and they will make them suffer 400 years. But I will judge the people whom they will serve, and afterward they will come forth from there with many possessions, and you will go to your fathers in peace, and be buried in a good old age. And in the fourth generation they will return here, because the sins of the Amorites have not yet been completed. And he woke up from his sleep, and stood up. And the sun had set, and there was a flame. And behold, an oven was smoking, and flames of fire passed between the pieces. And on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to your seed I will give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, and the Euphrates river, the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Perizzites, and the Rephaim, and the Phacorites, and the Hivites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. And that day passed, and Abram offered up the pieces of the birds, and their fruit offering, and their libation. And the fire consumed them, and on that day we made a covenant with Abram, just as we had made a covenant in that month with Noah. And Abram renewed the feast and the ordinance for himself forever. And Abram rejoiced, and he told all of these things to Sarai, his wife, and he believed that he would have seed, but she did not give birth. And Sarai advised Abram, her husband, and she said to him, go into Hagar, my Egyptian maid. It may be that I will build seed for you from her. And Abram heard his wife Sarai's word, and he said, do it. And Sarai took Hagar, her Egyptian maid, and he gave her to Abram, her husband, so that she might be a wife. And he went into her, and she conceived and bore a son, and he called him Ishmael, in the fifth year of that week. And that year was the 86th year in the life of. And when evening came, he entered into his tent, and lay down drunk. And he slept, and was uncovered in his tent as he was sleeping. And Ham saw Noah his father naked, and he went out and told his two brothers outside. And Shem took his garment, and he stood up, and he and Japheth, and they placed the garment on their shoulders, and, turning backward, they covered the shame of their father, and their faces were backward. And Noah woke up from his wine, and knew everything which his youngest son had done to him. And he cursed his son, and said, cursed is Canaan, let him be an enslaved servant of his brothers. And he blessed Shem, and said, may the Lord, the God of Shem, be blessed, and may Canaan be his servant. May the Lord enlarge Japheth, and may the Lord dwell in the dwelling place of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. And Ham knew that his father cursed his youngest son, and it was disgusting to him that he cursed his son. And he separated from his father, he and his sons with him, Cush and Mizraim and Put and Canaan. And he, Ham, built a city for himself, and he named it after his wife, Naeltamauk. And Japheth saw that he was jealous of his brother, and he also built a city for himself, and named it after his wife, Adatananses. And Shem dwelt with his father, Noah, and built a city near his father on the mountain, and he also named it after his wife, Sedeketelabab. And behold, these three cities were near Mount Lubar. Sedeketelabab was in front of the mountain on its east, and Naeltamauk was facing south, and Adatanesis was toward the west. And these are the sons of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arpachshad, who was born 2 years after the flood, and Lud, and Aram. The sons of Japheth are Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tiras. These are the sons of Noah. And in the 28th Jubilee, Noah began to command his grandsons with ordinances and commandments and all the judgments which he knew. And he bore witness to his sons so that they might do justice and cover the shame of their flesh and bless the one who created them, and honor father and mother, and each one love his neighbor, and preserve themselves from fornication and pollution and from all injustice. For on account of these three the flood came upon the earth. For it was because of the fornication which the watchers, apart from the mandate of their authority, fornicated with the daughters of men, and took for themselves wives, from whom they chose and made a beginning of impurity. And they begot sons, the Naphidim, and all of them were dissimilar, and each one ate his fellow. The giants killed the Naphil, and the Naphil killed the Elio, and the Elio mankind, and man his neighbor. And everyone sold himself in order that he might do injustice and pour out much blood. And the earth was full of injustice, and afterward they sinned against beasts and birds and everything which moves or walks upon the earth. And they poured out much blood upon the earth. And all the thoughts and desires of men were always contemplating vanity and evil. And the Lord blotted out everything from the face of the earth on account of the evil of their deeds, and on account of the blood which they poured out into the midst of the land. He blotted out everything. And we were left, I and you, my children, and everything which entered with us into the ark. And behold, I see your deeds before me, that you have not been ones who walked in righteousness, because you have begun to walk in the paths of corruption. And each one of you will be separated from his neighbor, and this one will be jealous of that one. And I see that you will not be together, O my sons, each one with his brother. For I see, and behold, the demons have begun to mislead you and your children. And now I fear for your sakes that after I die, you will pour out the blood of men upon the earth, and you will be blotted out from the surface of the earth. For all who eat the blood of man, and all who eat the blood of any flesh, will be blotted out, all of them, from the earth. And no man who eats blood or sheds the blood of man will remain upon the earth, and neither seed nor posterity will remain alive for him under heaven, for they will go down into Sheol, and into the place of judgment they will descend, and into the darkness of the depths they will all be removed with a cruel death. And let no blood from any of the blood which is in anything be seen upon you on the day when you sacrifice any beast or cattle, or what flies upon the earth. But do a good deed for yourselves by covering that which will be poured out upon the surface of the earth. And you shall not be like the one who eats with blood. But beware lest they should eat blood before you. Cover the blood, because thus I was commanded to testify to you and to your children together with all flesh. And you shall not eat living flesh, lest it be that your blood, which is your life, be sought by the hand of all flesh which eats upon the earth. For the land will not be cleansed of the blood which is poured out upon it, because by the blood of one who poured it out will the land be cleansed in all of its generations. And now, my children, hear and do justice and righteousness, so that you might be planted in righteousness on the surface of the whole earth, and your honor may be lifted up before my God who saved me from the water of the flood. And behold, you will go and build for yourselves cities, and you will plant in them every plant which is upon the earth, and every tree, moreover, which bears fruit. For 3 years its fruit will not be gathered from everything which may be eaten, but in the 4th year its fruit will be gathered. And let one offer up the first fruits which are acceptable before the Lord Most High, who made heaven and earth and everything, so that they might offer up the juice, the first of the wine, in the juice, the first of the wine, and the oil, as the first fruits upon the altar of the Lord, who will accept it. And that which is left, the servants of the house of the Lord will eat before the altar which receives it. And in the 7th year make its release, so that you might release it in righteousness and in uprightness, so that you will be righteous, and all your plants will be upright. Because thus Enoch, the father of your father, commanded Methuselah his son, and Methuselah commanded Lamech his son, and Lamech commanded me everything which his fathers commanded him. And I am commanding you, my sons, just as Enoch commanded his son in the first Jubilees, while he was alive in his 7th generation. He commanded and bore witness to his son and his grandsons until the day of his death. And on the 29th Jubilee, in the 1st week, at its beginning, Arphaxad took a wife, and her name was Rasuia, daughter of Susan, daughter of Elam, as a wife. And she bore a son for him in the 3rd year of that week, and he called him Cainan. And the child grew, and the father taught him writing. And he went forth in order that he might seek a place where he could build a city. And he found a writing which the ancestors engraved on stone. And he read what was in it, and transcribed it. And he sinned because of what was in it. since there was in it the teaching of the watchers, by which they used to observe the omens of the sun and the moon and the stars within all the signs of heaven. And he copied it down, but he did not tell about it, because he feared to tell Noah about it, lest he be angry with him because of it. And in the 30th Jubilee, on the second week, in the first year, he took a wife, and her name was Milcah, daughter of Madai, son of Japheth. And in its fourth year he begot a son, and he called him Shelah, because he said, I have certainly been sent out. And in the fourth year Shelah was born, and he grew up. And he took a wife, and her name was Mu'ak, daughter of Kesed, his father's brother, as a wife in the 31st Jubilee, in the fifth week of the first year. And she bore a son for him in its fifth year, and he called him Eber. And she took a wife, and her name was Azurad, daughter of Nebrod, in the 32nd Jubilee, in the seventh week, in its third year. And in its sixth year she bore a son for him, and he called him Peleg, because in the days when he was born the sons of Noah began dividing up the earth for themselves. Therefore he called him Peleg, and they divided it in an evil manner among themselves, and they told it to Noah. And it came to pass at the beginning of the 33rd Jubilee that they divided the land in three parts, for Shem, Ham, and Japheth, according to the inheritance of each. In the first year, in the first week, while one of us who were sent was dwelling with him, and he called his children, and they came to him, and they their children, and he divided by lot the land which his three sons would possess. And they stretched out their hands and took the document from the bosom of Noah their father. And the lot of Shem was assigned in the document as the middle of the earth, which he would take for his possession and for his sons for eternal generations, from the midst of the Rapha mountains, from the mouth of the water of the river Tinah. And his portion goes towards the west through the midst of the river, and it goes on until it draws near to the water of the abysses from which this river goes forth. And its waters pour out forth into the Me'at Sea. And this river goes on into the great sea. And everything which is toward the north belongs to Japheth, and everything which is toward the south belongs to Shem. And his portion goes on until it draws near Karaso, which is in the bosom of the tongue which looks toward the south. And his portion goes on toward the great sea, and it goes straight until it draws near to the west of the tongue which looks toward the south, because the name of this sea is the tongue of the sea of Egypt. And it is turned from there toward the south, toward the mouth of the great sea, and on the shore of the waters. And it goes on towards the west of Aphra, and it goes on until it draws near the water of the river Gihon, and towards the south of the water of Gihon, towards the shore of that river. And it goes on toward the east until it draws near to the Garden of Eden, towards its south, to the south and east of all the land of Eden, and to all of the east. And it runs in the turns in the east, and it comes forth until it draws near toward the last of the mountain, whose name is Rapha, and it goes down toward the shore of the mouth of the Tinah River. This portion was assigned by lot to Shem and to his sons to possess it forever for his generations forever. And Noah rejoiced because this portion was assigned to Shem and for his sons. And he remembered everything which he spoke with his mouth concerning him, because he said, May the Lord God of Shem be blessed, and may the Lord dwell in the dwelling place of Shem. And he knew that the Garden of Eden was the Holy of Holies, and the dwelling of the Lord. And Mount Sinai was in the midst of the desert, and Mount Zion was in the midst of the navel of the earth. And the three of these were created as holy places, one facing the other. And he blessed the God of gods, who placed in his mouth the word of the Lord, and also the eternal God. And he knew that a blessed portion and a blessing had reached Shem and his sons for eternal generations. All the land of Eden, all the land of the Red Sea, and all the land of the east, India, go along the Red Sea and its mountains, all of the land of Basa, all of the land of Lebanon, the islands of Kaphtor, all the mountains of all of Mount Seir, Amanus, Mount Ashur, which is north, all of the land of Elam, Ashur, Babel, Susa, Media, and all the mountains of Ararat, and all the region beyond the sea, which is beyond Mount Asher, which is toward the north, and blessed and wide land, and everything which is in it is very good. And to Ham was assigned the second portion, towards the other side of the Gihon, towards the south, on the right of the garden, and it goes on towards the south, and it goes along all the mountains of fire, and his portion goes on towards the west, toward the Atel Sea, and it goes on westward until it draws near the Ma'uk Sea, to which nothing descends without perishing, and it goes forth in the north to the end of Gadir, and it goes forth along the edge of the water of the sea into the waters of the great sea until it approaches the river Gihon. And it goes on along the Gihon River until it approaches the right side of the Garden of Eden. And this is the land that went forth to Ham as a portion, which he will possess forever for himself and for his children and for their generations forever. And for Japheth, the third portion was assigned beyond the Tina River toward the north of the mouth of its waters. And it goes on towards the northeast of all the region of Gog and everything east of it. And it goes on towards the north to the north. And it goes towards the mountains of Kelt towards the north, toward the Ma'uk Sea. And it comes toward the east of Gadir, up toward the edge of the water of the sea. And it goes on until it draws near to the west of Phadeg. And it returns towards Afreg. And it goes on toward the east, toward the water of the Me'at Sea. And it goes on toward the side of the Tina River, toward the northeast and east until it approaches the end of its waters, toward Mount Rapha. And it goes around to the north. This is the land which came to Japheth and to his sons, as the portion of his inheritance which he will possess for himself and for his sons, for their generations forever. The five great islands and a great land in the north. But it is cold, and the land of Ham is hot. But the land of Shem is not hot or cold, because it is mixed with cold and heat. And Ham divided his land among his sons, and the first portion was assigned to Cush toward the east, and west of him for Misraim, and west of him for Put, and west of him for Canaan, and towards his west was the sea. And Shem also divided among his sons, and the first portion was assigned to Elam and his sons toward the east of the Tigris River, until it approaches the east of all the land of India, along the Red Sea on its shore, the waters of Dedan, and all of the mountains of Mebri and Elam, and all the land of Susa, and everything which is beside Pharnak, as far as the Red Sea and up to the Tina River. And also to Ashur was assigned the second portion, and all of the land of Ashur and Nineveh and Shinar, as far as the vicinity of India, and then it goes up and skirts the river, and to Arpachshad was assigned the third portion, and of all the land of the region of Chaldea toward the east of the Euphrates, which is near the Red Sea, and all of the waters of the desert as far as the vicinity of the tongue of the sea which faces toward Egypt, all of the land of Lebanon and Senir, and Amana as far as the vicinity of the Euphrates, and to Aram the fourth portion was assigned, all of the land of Mesopotamia, between the Tigris and the Euphrates, towards the north of the Chaldeans, up to the vicinity of Mount Ashur and the land of Arara, and to Lud, the fifth portion was assigned, Mount Ashur and everything pertaining to it until it approaches the great sea, and it draws near toward the east of Ashur, his brother. And Japheth also divided the land of his inheritance between his sons, and the first portion was assigned to Gomer, toward the east from the north, side up toward the river Tina, and in the north to Magog, and was assigned all of the inner parts of the north until it approaches toward the sea of Me'at. And to Madai his portion was assigned that he should take from the west of his two brothers as far as the islands, and up to the coasts of the islands. And to Javan the fourth portion was assigned, every island and the islands which are towards the side of Lut. And to Tubal the fifth portion was assigned in the midst of the tongue which draws near toward the side of Lud's portion, as far as the second tongue into the region beyond the second tongue into the third tongue. And to Meshech the sixth portion was assigned, everything on the other side of the third tongue until it approaches the east of Gadir. And to Tidas the seventh portion was assigned, four great islands in the midst of the sea which approaches the portion of Ham. And the islands of Kamaturi were assigned by lot to the sons of Arpachshad as an inheritance for him. And thus the sons of Noah divided for their children before Noah their father, and he made them all swear an oath to curse each and every one who desired to seize a portion which did not come in his lot. And they all said, so be it, and so let it be to them and to their sons forever in their generations until the day of judgment in which the Lord God will judge them with a sword and with fire on account of all the evil of the pollution of their errors which have filled the earth. with sin and pollution and fornication and transgression. In the third week of that jubilee, the polluted demons began to lead astray the children of Noah's son, and to lead them to folly, and to destroy them. And the sons of Noah came to Noah, their father, and they told him about the demons who were leading astray and blinding and killing his grandchildren. And he prayed before the Lord his God, and he said, God of the spirits which are in all flesh, who has acted mercifully with me and saved me and my sons from the water of the flood, and did not let me perish as you did the children of perdition. Because great was your grace upon me, and great was your mercy upon my soul. Let your grace be lifted up upon my sons, and do not let the evil spirits rule over them, lest they destroy them from the earth. But bless me and my sons, and let us grow and increase and fill the earth. And you know that which your watchers, the fathers of these spirits, did in my days, and also these spirits who are alive. Shut them up, and take them to the place of judgment, and do not let them cause corruption among the sons of your servant. O my God, because they are cruel, and were created to destroy, and let them not rule over the spirits of the living, because you alone know their judgment, and do not let them have power over the children of the righteous henceforth and forever. And the Lord our God spoke to us, so that we might bind all of them. And the chief of their spirits, Mastema, came, and he said, O Lord, Creator, leave some of them before me, and let them obey my voice, and let them do everything which I tell them. Because if some of them are not left for me, I will not be able to exercise the authority of my will among the children of men, because they are intended to corrupt and lead astray before my judgment, because the evil of the sons of men is great. And he said, Let a tenth of them remain before him, but let nine parts go down into the place of judgment. And he told one of us to teach Noah all of their healing, because he knew that they would not walk uprightly and would not strive righteously. And we acted in accord with all his words. All of the evil ones who were cruel we bound in the place of judgment, but a tenth of them we let remain, so that they might be subject to Satan upon the earth. And the healing of all their illnesses, together with their seductions, we told to Noah, so that he might heal by means of herbs of the earth. And Noah wrote everything in a book, just as we taught him, according to every kind of healing. And the evil spirits were restrained from following the sons of Noah. And he gave everything which he wrote to Shem, his oldest son, because he loved him much more than all of his sons. And Noah slept with his fathers, and was buried on Mount Lubar in the land of Ararat. 950 years he completed in his life, 19 jubilees and 2 weeks and 5 years. On account of his righteousness in which he was perfected, his life on earth was more excellent than any of the sons of men except Enoch. For the work of Enoch had been created as a witness to the generations of the world, so that he might report every deed of each generation in the day of judgment. And in the 33rd jubilee, in the first year of this second month, Peleg took a wife whose name was Lamna, daughter of Sinaar, and she bore a son for him in the fourth year of that week. And he called him Reu, because he said, Behold, the sons of man have become evil with perverse counsel, so that they are building a city and a tower for themselves in the land of Shinar. But they departed from the land of Ararat toward the east into Shinar, because in his days they built a city and a tower, saying, Come, let us go up into heaven. And they began building. In the fourth week they baked bricks of fire, and bricks were for them like stones. And the mud with which they plastered was bitumen, which came out of the sea, and the springs of water in the land of Shinar. And they built it. 43 years they were building it. Its width was 203 bricks, and the height of each brick was 1/3 of its length. 5,433 cubits, and 2 palms its height rose up, and 13 stadies was its wall. And the Lord our God said to us, Behold, the people are one, and they have begun working. Now nothing will escape them. Behold, let us go down and mix up their tongues, so that each one will not hear another's word, so that they will be scattered into cities and nations. Therefore, one counsel will not reside with him until the day of judgment. And the Lord went down, and we went down with him, and we saw the city and the tower with which the sons of men had built. And he mixed up their tongues, and therefore one did not hear another's word. And so they ceased to build the city and the tower. Therefore all the land of Shinar is called Babel, because there the Lord mixed up all the languages of the sons of men. And from there they were scattered into their cities, according to each of their languages and nations. And the Lord sent a great wind upon the tower, and overthrew it on the earth. And behold, it is between Ashur and Babylon. And in the land of Shinar he called it the overthrow. And in the fourth week, in the first year, in the beginning of it, in the 34th jubilee, they were scattered from the land of Shinar. And Ham and his sons went into the land which was his possession, and which he built in his portion in the land of the south. But Canaan saw that the land of Lebanon, as far as the river Egypt, was very good. And he did not go into the land of his inheritance towards the west, that is, the sea. But he dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward and westward, from the bank of the Jordan and from the shore of the sea. And Ham his father, and Cush and Mesraim his brother, said to him, "You have dwelt in a land which is not yours, nor did it come forth for us by lot. Do not do this, because if you do this, you and your children will fall in the land and be cursed with sedition, because by sedition you have dwelt, and by sedition your children will fall, and you will be uprooted forever. Do not dwell in the dwelling of Shem, because it came to Shem and his sons by lot. You are cursed, and you will be cursed more than all the sons of Noah by the curse which we swore with an oath before the holy judge and before Noah our father." But he would not listen to them, and he dwelt in the land of Lebanon from Hamath to the entrance of Egypt, he and his sons, until this day, and therefore that land is called Canaan. And Japheth and his sons went toward the sea, and they dwelt in the land of their portion. But Madai saw the land of the sea, and it did not please him, and he begged it from Elam and Ashur and Arphaxad, from the brother of his wife, and he dwelt in the land of Media near his wife's brother until this day. And he called his dwelling place the dwelling place of his sons, Media, after his father, Madai. And in the 35th jubilee, in the third week, in the first year thereof, Reu took a wife, and her name was Orah, daughter of Ur, son of Kesed. And she bore a son for him, and she called him Seroch, in the seventh year of that week, in that jubilee. And the sons of Noah began fighting in order to take captive and to kill each other, to pour the blood of man upon the earth, to eat blood, and to build fortified cities with walls and towers, so that one man will be raised up over the people, to set up the first kingdoms that to go to war, people against people, and nation against nation, and city against city. And everyone will act and do evil to acquire weapons of battle and to teach their sons war. And they began to take captive a city and to sell male and female slaves. And Ur, the son of Kesed, built the city of Ur in the Chaldees, and he named it after his name and his father's name. And they made for themselves molten images, and everyone worshipped the icon which they made for themselves as a molten image. And they began making graven images like polluted likenesses. And cruel spirits assisted them and led them astray so that they might commit sin and pollution. And the prince, Mastema, acted forcibly to do all of this. And he sent other spirits to those who were set under his hand to practice all error and sin and all transgression to destroy, to cause to perish and to pour out blood upon the earth. Therefore the name of Serog, because everyone had turned back to commit all sin and transgression. And he grew up and dwelt in Ur of the Chaldees, near the father of his wife's mother. And he used to worship idols, and he took a wife in the 36th jubilee, in the fifth week, in the first year thereof. And her name was Melcah, daughter of Caber, daughter of his father's brother. And she bore him Nahor in the first year of that week. And he grew up and dwelt in Ur among the Chaldeans. And his father taught him the researches of the Chaldeans in order to practice divination and astrology, according to the signs of heaven. And in the 37th jubilee, in the sixth week, in the first year thereof, he took a wife, and her name was Iyaska, daughter of Nestag of the Chaldees. And she bore for him Tirah in the seventh year of that week. And Prince Mastema sent crows and birds so that they might eat the seed which was being sown in the earth, in order to spoil the earth, so that they might rob mankind of their labors. Before they plowed in the seed, the crows picked it off the surface of the earth. And therefore he called him Tirah, because the crows and birds were impoverishing them, and they ate their seed, and the years began being barren because of the birds. And they ate all of the fruits of the trees from the groves, If ever they were able to save a little from all of the fruit in the earth in their days, it was with great effort. And in this 39th Jubilee, in the second week, in the first year, Tita took a wife, and her name was Edna, daughter of Abram, daughter of his first sister. And in the seventh year of that week, she bore a son for him, and he called him Abram, after the name of his mother's father, because he died before his daughter conceived a son. And the lad began understanding the straying of the land, that everyone went astray after graven images and after pollution. And his father taught him writing, and he was 2 weeks of years old, and he separated from his father so that he might not worship the idols with him. And he began to pray to the Creator of all so that he might save him from the straying of the sons of men, and so that his portion might not fall into straying after the pollution and scorn. And the seed time arrived for sowing in the land. And they all went out together so that they might guard their seed from before the crows. And Abram went out with those who went out, and the lad was 14 years old. And a cloud of crows came so that they might eat the seed. And Abram used to run up to them before they settled upon the earth. And he would call out to them before they settled upon the earth to eat seed. And he said, "Don't come down. Return to the place whence you came." And they turned back, and he caused the cloud of crows to turn back 70 times in that day. And none of the crows settled on any of the fields where Abram was, not one. And all who were with him in all the fields saw him as he was calling out, and all of the crows turned away. And his reputation was great in the land of Chaldea. And all who would sow came to him during that year, and he used to go up with them until the seed time passed. And they sowed their land and harvested in that year enough food, and they ate and were satisfied. And in the first year of the fifth week, Abram taught those who were making the implements for oxen and the skilled carpenters. And they made implements above the ground, facing the handle of the plow, so that they might place seed upon it. And the seed would go down from within it onto the point of the plow, and it would be hidden in the earth, and therefore they were not afraid of the crows. And they did likewise upon all of the plow handles above the ground. And they sowed and tilled all of the earth, just as Abram commanded them, and therefore they were not afraid of the birds. And it came to pass in the sixth week, in its seventh year, that Abram spoke to Terah his father, saying, "O father," and he said, "Behold, here I am, my son," and he said, "What help or advantage do we have from these idols before which you worship and bow down? Because there is not any spirit in them, for they are mute, and they are misleading of the heart. Do not worship them. Worship the God of heaven, who sends down rain and dew upon the earth, and who makes everything upon the earth, and created everything by his word, and all life is in his presence. Why do you worship those who have no spirit in them? Because they are works of the hands, and you are carrying them upon your shoulders, and there is no help for you in them, except great shame for those who made them, and the misleading of the heart for those who worship them. Do not worship them." And his father said to him, "I also know that, my son, but what shall I do to the people who have made me minister before them? And if I speak to them in righteousness, they will kill me because their souls cleave to them, so that they might worship them and praise them. Be silent, my son, lest they kill you." And he told this matter to two of his brothers, and they were angry with him, and he kept quiet. And in the 40th Jubilee, in the sixth week, in its seventh year, Abram took a wife, and her name was Sarai, daughter of his father, and she became a wife for him. And Haran, his brother, took a wife in the third year of the third week, and she bore a son for him in the seventh year of that week. And he called him Lot, and Nahor, his brother, took a wife. In the 60th year of the life of Abram, in the fourth week, in its fourth year, Abram rose in the night and burned the house of the idols, and he burned everything in the house, and there was no man who knew. And they rose up in the night, and they wanted to save their gods from the midst of the fire. And Haran rushed in to save them, and the fire flared up over him. And he was burned in the fire, and died in Ur of the Chaldees before Terah his father. And they buried him in Ur of the Chaldees. And Terah went out of Ur of the Chaldees, and he said to his sons, so that they might come into the land of Lebanon, into the land of Canaan. And he dwelt in Haran, and Abram dwelt with Terah his father, and Haran 2 weeks of years. And in the sixth week, in its fifth year, Abram sat up during the night on the first of the seventh month, so that he might observe the stars from evening until daybreak, so that he might see what the nature of the year would be with respect to rain. And he was sitting alone and making observations. And a word came into his heart, saying, All of the signs of the stars and the signs of the sun and the moon are all in the hand of the Lord. Why am I seeking? If he desires, he will make it rain morning and evening. And if he desires, he will not send it down. And everything is in his hand. And he prayed on that night, saying, My God, the Most High, you are alone our God to me, and you created everything. And everything which was the work of your hands, and you and your kingdom I have chosen. Save me from the hands of evil spirits, which rule over the thought of the heart of man, and do not let them lead me astray from following you, O my God, but establish me and my seed forever, and let us not go astray henceforth and forever.